Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es klar in Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Hamadla es hagefen al miktsas apifioris. Let's take one thing at a time over here. Hamadla means he trains the vine. You kind of guide it where it should grow. So he's taking the branches of the vine, and he spreads it al miktsas on part of an apifioris. What is an apifioris? Imagine a wicker basket. But imagine that there's like little boxes with horizontal and vertical woods cross each other, or a grate of an oven. So this person took a grapevine, and he spread it on part of this, let's call it a canopy, made out of apifioris. I'm standing underneath it, and I'm saying, from my point where I'm looking up over here, there's no grapevine over there. It's not on this part of it. So maybe I can plant here. Zokta Mishnah, lo yavi zera el tachas ha-maiser. You cannot plant any other seed under even the meiser, the part where there are no vines there. This whole canopy is considered part of a keren. Imhevi, if he doesn't listen, and he does plant over there, underneath the part where lemeiser there's no grapevine, loy kiddush, it doesn't become aser bahana, what grows over there. But imhelech hachadosh, let's say the vine began to grow. The vine doesn't stay in one place. Either the branches grew or the leaves spread, and now it covers the plant that he planted. Now if you look up from where you're standing by the plant, you do see it. Then usher. Then what he planted before becomes usher. That would mean if it grew a 200th afterward, it would become usher. We explained the cheshbon of 200th because then doesn't become batel. If it was less than a 200th, so taka the new part is usher, but the original part is mutter, so it becomes batel to the original part. But klayim becomes batel 1 and 200th. So if it grew a 200th, then the usherdig part makes everything usher. The part that grew after it was covered by the vine is going to usher everything. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, v'chein, azoy eichet, for that matter, hamadla, if he kind of lays down the vines, al miksas ilan srak, on part of a tree that does not produce any pears, a barren tree. So this is the same halacha. You're standing underneath the barren tree and you're looking up, and you don't see the vine over there, you're still not supposed to plant there, because the whole ilan srak becomes bottled to those grape branches that are on it, being that the ilan srak doesn't have much of a chashivas. If he does plant, it does not become usher. But if suddenly the grapevine started to grow, either new branches or it started to spread, and now it is over what I planted, then what I planted will become usher. Now this is an ilan srak. What would be an ilan peiris? Would it be better or worse? That we're going to see in the next mishnah, Bez Hashem. But I'll give you a look ahead. With an ilan peiris, it's actually better. Because the ilan peiris has its own chashivas, we don't say that if there's a little bit of grape on part of it, it's as if the whole tree is part of the grapevine. But again, we'll see more in the next mission of Be'ez Hashem.